Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you ever look up at the night sky and wonder what is out there? I am sure you can easily pick out the moon and some stars. Did you know that even without a telescope, you can see other things in the night sky? Today, we will learn about another object that is often visible when you look up in the sky at night. The planet Jupiter. Jupiter is the third brightest object in the nighttime sky. Only the planet Venus and the moon are brighter. Jupiter is named after the Roman god Jupiter, who was believed to be the ruler of the heavens, and rightly so. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. In fact, it is larger than all of the other planets put together. Jupiter is the fifth planet from the sun. As a reminder, Earth is the third planet in our solar system. Since Jupiter is farther away from the sun than Earth, it takes longer to orbit around it. Earth takes 365 days to make one trip around the sun. It takes Jupiter approximately 11 years and 11 months to complete its trip. That's, of course, counting by Earth years. While a year on Jupiter takes much longer than on Earth, the days there are much shorter. It takes the Earth 24 hours to make one rotation on its axis. Jupiter takes only 9 hours and 55 minutes. Another difference between Earth and Jupiter is the atmosphere. Jupiter's atmosphere is thick and gaseous, while the Earth's atmosphere is made up of about 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and about 1% other gases. Jupiter's atmosphere is made up almost entirely of hydrogen. It also contains about 13.5% helium. Since there is no oxygen present in the atmosphere, people are not able to live on Jupiter. The atmosphere isn't the only thing that would make it difficult for people to make their home on Jupiter. It is very windy there. The clouds on Jupiter are blown around at more than 400 miles per hour. Here on Earth, winds of just 58 miles per hour are considered severe weather. The surface of Earth is solid, making it easy for us to walk around. Jupiter is a gas planet. It is not solid. The only part of Jupiter that may be solid is at the very center. Scientists believe that the atmospheric pressure around the planet pushes on the gaseous surface so strongly that it makes the center a rocky core. The atmospheric pressure on Jupiter also causes the gases to liquefy and heat up. It is thought that temperatures on Jupiter can reach about 55,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That is extremely hot. One thing that Earth and Jupiter have in common is thunderstorms. There is a giant storm raging on Jupiter. Scientists believe that it may have been storming for more than 300 years. You can see the storm with a telescope. It looks like a giant red spot. The storm is about 15,000 miles across. That is not a storm I would like to be caught in. Jupiter has 63 moons orbiting it. The famous astronomer Galileo first saw a few of them in 1610. Because of this, these four moons are known as the Galilean moons. These moons range in size from about as big as the planet Mercury to about the size of our moon. Io, one of Jupiter's moons, has active volcanoes, and another, Europa, is believed to have an ocean. In addition to its many moons, Jupiter has three rings that encircle it. These rings are made of crushed pieces of rock and dust. Unlike Saturn's rings, Jupiter's are thin and not very easy to see, even with a telescope. Many astronomers believe that the rings were formed when asteroids or comets crashed into some of Jupiter's moons. In 1972, NASA launched the Pioneer 10 probe to take images of Jupiter from space. Then, in 1974, Pioneer 11 passed by the red planet and sent back more images. In 1989, NASA launched the Galileo craft. It was different in that it would orbit Jupiter, not just pass by. The Galileo was able to capture images of a comet colliding with Jupiter. NASA hoped the probe would transmit data back to Earth for 2 years. Surprisingly, it worked for 8 years. The Galileo also launched a smaller probe into the atmosphere of Jupiter. The probe lasted about an hour before the tremendous pressure of Jupiter's atmosphere crushed it. Scientists continue to design spacecraft that will be able to tell us more about Jupiter. Maybe you will be able to work on one of these projects when you grow up. For now, you will know a bit more about what you see in the night sky.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description. Thank you.